Welcome to Social Geek Radio. Here are your hosts, Deb Evans and Jack Munson.
Thank you for joining Social Geek Radio. This is Deb Evans coming to you from the Social Geek Radio studio in Texas.
And Jack Munson of Kigo in the Social Geek Radio North studios. How are you doing tonight, Deb?
I'm doing very well. Always excited on Social Geek Radio night. You know, it's just that hump day doesn't, you know, it's great. It's Social Geek Radio day all day long.
Yeah. And in this Social Geek Radio day, we're just wrapping up the Franchise Consumer Marketing Conference in Atlanta. So lots of fun stuff there that we may chat a little bit about in a few minutes. Tonight, we're talking about local digital marketing and franchising. So lots of cool stuff happening there.
Cool.
But before we get to that, you've got a really good Geek It Out segment for us tonight.
Always.
Snapchat. What do you got?
My favorite new tool and platform. So that's where I go now to get my news. You know, Twitter's great. Facebook's good. Maybe, you know, the TV every once in a while. But I go to Snapchat because they just changed their Discover feature. And what it is, they've changed it so that it looks like magazine appearance, and it's news. So if you swipe left, you can see the various BuzzFeed, Mashable, Nature, and just different news clips. And what I like about it is that it gives me the news in like a minute or less, and I just can scroll and swipe and say, oh yeah, this is cool. Oh, this is good. Or, you know, this is a new movie that's coming out. So I do that first thing in the morning now, and then I might check out my Snapchats and see who's chatted to me and what pictures they've shared. But so it's a new way to I think Snapchat's done a great job of trying to attract us and publishers to say, you know, don't just come and post pictures. Go through the news feed, see what's going on.
Right. And I think too, this is a great example for everybody who says Snapchat is still for kids and it's for teenagers. And you know, look at the magazines in the Discover section.
Yeah.
You've got the Wall Street Journal. You know, if 3 years ago, if you would have said the Wall Street Journal was going to be so prominent on Snapchat, you would have been laughed out of the room. But, you know, we've got, of course, People Magazine, right? But, you know, we've got Golf. We've got National Geographic. You mentioned Mashable. I mean, CNN. I mean, this is pretty much straight up news for actual adults, and it's all very good looking. So
yeah,
great. Check it out. It's the Discover feature on Snapchat.
On Snapchat.
Swipe all the way to the right past your stories area, which has a lot of the same stuff. And there we go. Cool. Geek it out, Deb.
Very good. So introduce our guest tonight. It's one of our favorite friends out of Atlanta.
Yeah. Actually, my colleague from Kigo, the CEO and founder of Kigo, joining us tonight, Rick Batchelor. How you doing, Rick?
Good, Jack. How's it going today?
It's all good. We're living the dream here on Social Geek, talking local digital marketing, and you've been doing this for about as long as anybody in the franchise industry. So we'd love to get a little bit of an update on some of the things you're seeing in the industry, trends, what's happening with some brands and so forth. Let's start with the challenges first. You talk to franchisors and some franchisees every day. What's the thing that you keep hearing over and over again that people are really struggling with?
The big struggle is locations. Locations, once they get things laid out and managed, along comes changes. Managing and managing your brand unity within search, as well as the results and as well as franchisees' expectations.
Mm. Yeah, always managing the expectations, but also managing the process so it all works out the right way. What are you telling people who just come to you and say, you know, we just can't figure this out? Is there a silver bullet, or is it like a whole host of things that need to get worked out before they can see any results?
Well, interestingly, it is a whole host of things. However, a lot of times brands look to one thing. Hey, I need help with my SEO. Well, SEO ties into your maps, into your local listings, into your location data. It ties into a lot of times into your paid search from the perspective of brand unity and keeping the story and the value proposition straight and alive.
Tell us a little bit more about how that ties in between the listings and the SEO. Is there anything people could do right now to jump in and just and get a little bit better result happening?
Well, I see a big trend in the domain structure of brands. What I mean by that is subdomain versus subfolder. And we see a lot of brands come to us. That's really their biggest question. Hey, I heard that I should be going to a subfolder structure. What do you think? That's really a no-brainer. I don't really need to think about that one. I can tell you a subfolder is always going to outperform a subdirectory model or a standalone domain model for your franchisees.
Got it. What other trends are you seeing right now? What are people coming to you with and saying, hey, should we try this or what's your advice on something else?
The industry moves so fast. There's a lot of, if I talk cutting edge items such as offline attribution, really just connecting the dots of data mining of all of the mobile connecting the dots of all the data mining of all the pieces of search data out there to all the way across the board to keeping your location data straight and correct online, and then actually keeping it straight and correct, but actually getting results, getting something to happen for your franchisees so that you do have your phone ringing and people walking in the store.
Do you see any systems that are still sort of leaving this all to the franchisees and the local guys out there to deal with on their own, or are we pretty much past that? Are the franchise systems, you know, really taking ownership of this now?
That's a great question. One of the things that we're seeing is actually a lot of the brands have started being much more unified. Some have gone to the extreme of saying we're going to manage and control it all. Others still allow the franchisees more of an opt-in basis. But if you're going to opt in to actually do anything online, which you should, this is how it's going to be done. And here's the box that we have to work in.
Do you recommend that like as a hybrid approach, or is it better if it's more managed from home office?
Certainly, any time you can centrally manage, you're going to have a bit more benefit. But there are benefits to being local, such as the local flavor and the local touch. So a hybrid approach of actually having your franchisees have some level of input there can be beneficial as well.
Got it. We're talking tonight with Rick Batchelor of Kego, and I mentioned earlier the Franchise Consumer Marketing Show is in Atlanta this week, and Kego is a big part of that. Rick, tell us some advice of maybe some of the folks that you spoke to this week or some of the clients that are new to this. You know, if they're just now getting into doing their local digital marketing, what are you telling them? Like, what should they do on day one?
Day one is absolutely the very first thing out of the gate that you want to do is your local listings. You want to there. That's going to be the highest ROI for the least amount of dollars before you do anything else. Of course, you know that also means that's under the assumption that you've got your website where you want it, but right out of the gate, local listings is the very first thing that I would touch on, because it does tie into your local SEO, which ties back to your website.
Got it.
Your local SEO is done right. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Go back to the website though. If what if they're not happy with where their website is, or maybe they are happy with it, but they shouldn't be happy with it. Is that something that they should look at before the listings?
You can do them in conjunction. Just make sure that you're where you want to be from a subdomain or a subdirectory structure. What you don't want to do is actually set your listings up and then have to go back and change all the URLs after you've changed your website from a subdomain to a subfolder or vice versa.
Got it. Okay, so still listings first. Then what do you typically concentrate on after that's all set up?
Right, so website listings, pay-per-click is going to put you put a dollar in, you get several dollars out, assuming you do it right, is going to give you your next biggest bang for the buck.
Sounds like a good formula to me. I could do that all day, right?
Right.
I like that. Right. Assume you do it right.
Yeah. I think there's a little secret sauce involved there, right?
I'll let you know a little secret on which, if you use AdWords, you've probably seen it. If you read about Google, you may just kind of have gone through your fingers, but because Google makes so many changes. But one of the big changes is expanded text ads and double headlines in AdWords, much more real estate for the same click dollar.
I also noticed, that's really cool. I also noticed this week, and people started talking about it right away. And if for that reason alone Google's doing this, you know, it was great PR. But suddenly I see a lot of green on my Google screen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. What do you have any thoughts on that? I think it's very cool.
The psychology of color, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's green. You know, you look back and think, Google ads and those tags were yellow. Does anyone really like anything that's yellow, right? I mean, yellow is, but green, everybody loves green. You know, green is eco-friendly.
And here at Kigo, we actually thought that Google was copying us.
Oh, you know, I heard that. I think they were. We'll say that. Right?
That's a good story. They probably were. They were watching and learning.
So we got some green. We've got some other changes. What other changes at Google are you seeing recently that people might not be aware of?
On average, Google rolls out anywhere from 300 to 500 changes a year. Some of them you'll never see. Others,
yeah.
You just hear about in the forms of animals.
right? Yeah, that's true. Well, nothing scares me more than to get up in the morning and turn on, you know, my PC or my phones and go, okay, what changed overnight? I'm glad that a lot of the changes that Google does, I don't know about it because it freaks me out every time. I like, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or Snapchat or whatever, but that's good. Google can change in the background. I don't need to know everything, right?
Yeah, as long as Rick knows everything, we'll
that's
be fine.
Then we're cool.
So Rick, how do you stay on top of that? 300 to 500 changes a year. That's let me do some quick math. That's at least one a day, if not two. I mean, how do you stay on top of this?
Google publishes a lot of them on their Google blogs. Others, you just hopefully it's not the client calling saying, "Hey, how come?" right?
Yeah.
So it is very challenging. And then another challenge is keeping everybody up to date and managing client level expectations around it is another very big challenge. And we work real hard at making sure that everyone does know that there's changes coming and that the only thing that remains constant is change in search.
Yeah. What do you see happening, pull out your crystal ball here for a few minutes. What do you see happening for the rest of 2016 and even into 2017? Anything that's really glaring out there that we all should be on the lookout for?
Certainly there'll be more AdWords changes, more SEO changes. I always say follow the money. And you can look at Google's SEO changes and say, how does that affect their stock price? because it really does. Expect ads in Google Maps. I definitely think this is the year that's actually happening. We've already started to see it happen. I don't know that it's been rolled out entirely yet, though.
Wow.
Location.
Yeah. I haven't seen the ads in the Google Maps yet. Or maybe I haven't.
That's definitely something coming this year. I'm pretty certain that it'll go mainstream. And the expanded, when Google, I don't know if you guys heard about Google getting rid of the right-hand column ads.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Right. That, we had a lot of questions around that one. And then right behind that change came the expanded text ads where you can, I'm not going to say tell a story, but you can tell a heck of a lot more story than you could with 35 or so characters.
Mm-hmm.
And then video is definitely something that's pouring it on this year. Facebook as well as others have all started really heavily pushing video ads, paid video.
Yeah. Yeah, we speak quite a bit about Facebook and especially about the video aspect of Facebook here on Social Geek mm-hmm. Radio. And I think even since last week, we've had a few new things that popped up. There was a VP of Facebook speaking, you know, mostly about organic, but obviously the ad dollars follow this too. And he said within 5 years, the only thing on Facebook will be video. And my response to that was 5 years.
Yeah.
How about 1 year? How about 5 months maybe? I mean, if you look at any news feed, it is nothing but video. And this is, you know, just from the past few months. Interesting change there. I won't say I'm a fan of it. I know Deb's a fan of all of the video. she ends up at the top of everybody's news constantly because of it. But
I like video.
Yeah, well, you know, apparently so does Facebook.
So does Facebook.
And so does everybody else on Earth. So, Rick, any other thoughts on upcoming changes that are coming our way that everybody should prepare for? Anything that you know we really should be ready to roll out sometime in the next few months?
Offline conversions are getting big, as well as mobile discovery outside of search. Right. Hmm. So Google, okay. Mobile gives so much information about you that advertisements and whatnot are able to be presented to you without actually searching, without actually you making an effort to go look for things.
Got
so
it.
Much information that you're giving through your mobile device.
So the business is actually searching for the right customer and setting them up to purchase instead of the customer searching for something to purchase, you mean?
That's right.
Nice.
And that Google's preparing for that because that could actually have a very large impact on their stock price.
Follow the money. I love it. This is Social Geek Radio, and tonight's guest is Rick Batchelor of Kigo. Rick, in the couple minutes we have left, if people want to continue the conversation, maybe they've got some questions for you on any of the things that we started to talk about tonight, what's the best place for them to reach you? Are you more of a LinkedIn guy or email guy, or where can people follow up with you on this conversation?
Absolutely. It's Rick Batchelor, and my phone is 404-799-0069. I'm always I prefer a phone call over anything, but and then certainly my email, which is Rick, R-I-C-K, at Kigo, Q-I-I, there's no U in that, Q-I-I-G-O.com.
We were discussing last week the prominence of Q in all of the cool brands now. So between Think and Kigo and a few others,
that's a good
it's
one.
The year of the Q. So
very good.
Rick
started it 10 years ago.
An overnight sensation that only took 10 years. You know, I think I saw that on LinkedIn this week that you just hit your 10-year mark. So congratulations on that. If you went back in time 10 years and said this is what digital marketing is going to look like, I mean, you'd be amazed at what you're seeing right now.
Yeah, who knows what it's going to look like in the next 10, that's for sure.
Yeah, or even in the next two, the way things are accelerating. So congratulations on that. And if anybody has further questions with Rick, we'll have his contact information on the Social Geek Radio Facebook page as well. So for Social Geek Radio, thanks so much for joining us tonight, everybody.
Thank you. Thanks a lot, Rick.
Thanks, Devin. Thanks, Jack.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.